Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The government paid for newsreels and documentaries and little propaganda pieces for a decade, saying that if you smoke marijuana, it would cause you to murder the police and kill everyone, and that you deserved life in prison. And they went from marijuana being totally legal to putting people in jail for 50-plus years for marijuana. And the caller, Kurt, said he was watching the show The Practice on Fox this morning, and there's a free speech zone. They're not allowing this lady to protest, and so they push her back in the zone, and I guess she touches the God creature, the cop. And so the judge says, well, we're things have changed for 9/11, and our great leaders are very important, so you get 8 years in federal prison. Is that what the show specifically said there, Kurt, in Texas?
But 8 years in maximum security prison. And she was saying maximum security for fighting back at a police officer when he pushes me. I think...
And so the show was a good moral. They're saying, see, this is normal. We've got to all go to prison, yeah.
They're trying to condition the people.
Hey, listen. They gave a guy 44 years for kicking a police dog in the face. They arrested a guy in Newcastle, Pennsylvania, because he was walking through a Walmart parking lot. The dog jumped out. The window was down and barked at him, and he yelled back at it. And they said, yelling at the God dog. The God's dog was better than us, and you don't talk back to God's dog. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, if people don't think that the parties are the same, I've heard you talking about the Clintons and Bushes being the same right after George Bush was elected and Hillary Clinton was a freshman senator. He visited a foreign country. They had it on TV. He came down the stairs from Air Force One, and I figured, well, Laura Bush will be following him next. Down the steps right behind him came Hillary Clinton. Freshman senators are not usually invited to go with the president on Air Force One. It's just
well, they're lavishing her. Now, how did the show end? The show ended with she gets 8 years in maximum security for touching a god.
She gets 8 years in maximum security. It's a lawyer-type program, and they were discussing, well, you know, they tried to defend her, but, you know, it was such a great thing. And when she protested about the 8 years, well, the judge left the bench and just turned around and looked at her from the door and then went on, you know. To
oh, yeah, he's got the power. It feels good ruining lives. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, meanwhile, most of these judges are on the payroll. Most of them are living in houses 10 times more expensive than they should be, lavishing themselves. I'm so sick of you criminal scum. Listen, it's just criminals have taken over, and they're looking for excuses to rape us. That's it.
That's it.
None of us are safe.
Nope.
Every day I see articles with judges and lawyers and congressmen dealing drugs, money laundering, scamming. Just a bunch of crooks.
True.
There are. I mean, let's just say it together. You're a bunch of dirty crooks, and we know it, and your time's coming.
Yes, you're a bunch of dirty crooks. We know it, and your time is coming.
It always does. Listen, they feed and they feed and they feed. The parasites do until the host gets so sick it throws them off, or the host dies. And either way, the maggots go down. You're going down, maggots. Thanks for the call. I mean, I'm sorry if I'm getting mad, folks, but listen, I don't watch much TV, but I read the little synopsis that, you know, goes with all the TV shows, and it's just a woman believes there's a world government. CPS takes her kids because she's a terrorist. A man is a gun dealer. He secretly is killing children, so they take his guns. You know, it's have guns, you're a child molester. Believe in a one-world government, you beat your children. I mean, literally, that's most of the plots on these shows. And then they just drum it into you. You're dirty, you're bad. The answer is stop watching their filth. Stop watching their filth. I mean, once a month, I'll lay in bed late at night, and I'll flip around to the TV channels. And every channel, they're torturing people, world government's good, guns are bad. I mean, this stuff is propaganda off the hook. It's just, again, most of the propaganda is in the TV shows and the movies. It's not on the news. Heaven help us. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Labor for the current Bush administration, the current Bush. He was in there, just 2 years ago. Very conservative libertarian track record. Coming on to join us, we first interviewed him, I don't know, 6-8 months ago about 9/11 and some of the blaring inconsistencies and clear evidence of government involvement, and he's learned a lot more since then, so he'll be joining us coming up in the next hour. I know I covered a lot of news last hour and only got to a few of your calls, so right now let's go back to your calls in earnest. Pat in Ohio, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, Alex, okay, I have two major questions. I was looking at the George Humphrey's tape, and he mentioned about these 18 scientists. These 18 prominent scientists that mysteriously died within a 14-month period after 9/11. Have there been any update on that, on what has happened?
Well, he only focuses on a few of the microbiologists that have died, and now it's upwards of 200.
200 scientists?
Particularly of one discipline, and that is molecular biologists, who are experts in producing bioweapons or treating bioweapons or identifying the source of a given pathogenic agent?
Okay, these were the ones he mentioned were related to the anthrax.
Yes, specifically the anthrax attack, of course, was another government operation, and we can conclusively prove that.
Right, and he mentioned it was 18 that mysteriously died within a 14-month period.
Yeah, that tape was made a couple years ago, and George is making the connection to anthrax. I'm making a larger discussion of the 180 plus. Last time I looked, it's getting close to 200 microbiologists that are being assassinated and killed all over the country.
Why is that? Why are they being killed? Because of the anthrax, you think, or?
Well, you know, that's a big question, Pat, and I appreciate your call. Let me try to answer that for you as best I can. Why is a microbiologist who's an expert in bioweapons walking outside the university down there in Houston on a street where cars are supposed to go 10 miles an hour, and the car, the truck, to be specific, the van, runs over him and then backs back over them? Or why does a microbiologist in Virginia get tied down in a giant pentagram carved on his back and then had his heart cut out? That was in the Washington Post, by the way. Why are microbiologists being shot in the head twice, double tapped? Why are they are their cars being found parked in the woods and they're drowned in 1 foot of water, face down with signs of a struggle? Dr. David Kelly was the head of Porton Down Bioweapons Lab, not just chief inspector, and he died and said that they've told me if I don't shut up, I'll be found dead in the woods, and then he was found dead in the woods. It's like Princess Diana says, if I don't shut up, Prince Charles says he's going to kill me in a fake auto accident, and that's mainstream news, but oh, there's no connection to Charles. Of course, they're finally having to question him. I know that's not a microbiologist case. It's just another case of where they say how they're going to be killed. Dr. David Kelly had his wrist slashed. There was no blood at the scene to speak of. And he had two undissolved painkillers in his stomach, which they claimed he was trying to kill himself with. And then local police came upon the scene and saw five men in black uniforms run off. And they were told just to drop it. He was dead out in a rural area, in a wooded area of a park. I mean, there have been so many of the microbiologists dying, and every few weeks we hear of another one, and they've done the math on them. They did the math on them when it was only, it was a little less than 100 dead, and they did the math on the statistical chance of that happening, and it was like something like 1 out of 14 something billion, so pretty much impossible. And now it's been a whole other passel of them dying. And it's in Australia, it's in Russia. They go in airlocks and die, or they get shot in the head, or they get run over. And it's really, really scary. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in San Fran. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I just had a couple of comments for you. One is this comment that Bush made about the Constitution. Now, if that's turns out, you know, if he did say that, does that mean he's reneged his presidency, since that's what he signs the oath of allegiance to, and you know, whatnot?
Well, that's the point. We know Bush goes into a rage any time he's questioned. That's been, you know, that's mainstream news. That's admitted. We know that his attorney general says the Constitution's outmoded and quaint and a living, breathing document. We know that the rest of his cabinet has been caught at one time or another making similar statements. We have him on video flipping off the news camera, screaming at his staff. So we know all that's happened in the past, but the globalists are trying to get us to focus in on the GD comment. It's not just the GD comment by itself. Oh, he said GD. It's that he said GD about the Constitution and said it's just a piece of paper.
Well yeah, that's what I'm saying is that if that's true, then is there a case to be made, though, for it, that he's... You know, that he's basically, like, dishonored to this, you know, he broke
his... Regardless of the fact that he did call it a GD piece of paper, which he clearly did, regardless of that fact, he's already openly and publicly been eviscerating the Bill of Rights and Constitution and dismantling it in front of our very eyes. So, I'm all for impeachment. I've been for impeachment. But I think it's a really good point you bring up.
Mm-hmm. Not that we want Cheney in there, but...
Well, no, I mean, Cheney, Bush, all of them need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton needs to be indicted for all of her crimes. But George Bush told Congressman Dan Burton that he was going to block anything he tried to do, leave Bill Clinton alone.
Yeah, I had something else on a different subject, Bob Barr, that you had on last week.
Yes.
No, it's just interesting that the first thing you said was, hey, yeah, great, we listened to you, or, you know, you mentioned that, like, as if he was a listener. I mean, what do you think of that?
It's humbling that almost every senatorial office or congressional office we call, or when we call up, back when he was still doing interviews, Charlton Heston knew who we were. And I'm not tooting our horn. I didn't make a big deal out of it at the time. You bring up the point. It's humbling because I don't think I'm the best in the world here, but it is humbling to have websites that get tens of millions of individual visitors, not just hits, visitors, actual individuals. It is humbling to know that we are on dozens and dozens and dozens of AM and FM stations across the country. And just this week, we've had, five affiliates, new affiliates that are signing on, that are signing affiliate relations agreements. It is humbling to call up and want Bob Barr on in his office, and even off air, I talked to him more, that he's heard the show, seen some of the films, reads the website, and agrees with a lot of it. I mean, he was off air telling me about different articles he'd read.
Hey, speaking of, you said other affiliates, do you have one for San Francisco area yet? I heard you talking about it.
No, we don't. We have one affiliate in between L.A. and San Diego, and that's should be listed on the site, but we've had other stations try to call up and knock our affiliates off or steal them, so we took them down. Mm-hmm. So then it's kind of a guessing game to figure out where all our stations are. And then we've got another one way up north Northern California, and we are on the verge of getting another affiliate, it looks like, in a little town, but it covers a bunch of other small towns, in Needles, California, is on the verge. But no, San Francisco, we have been approached by stations in San Francisco without even calling them, but we're just too controversial. It's too controversial to actually, actually, look, I could be a fake neocon or a liberal and be on 10 times the stations I'm on now. But then I wouldn't be effective and it'd be a bunch of baloney. So I really could care less. Anything else?
No, that's about it, man. I'll let you go to other calls. But,
Thanks a lot. Thank you, Tom. And listen, we're on Global Shortwave. Comes in great in San Francisco. You can buy a little $50 shortwave. It'll come in pretty good. Buy a $100 one, it'll come in like gangbusters day and night most days. Unless there's sunspots, even those can screw up even AM radio. And you can always listen via the Internet at InfoWars.com. Though we've been going through some growing pains and are having to update servers and add stuff there, had a few hiccups the last few weeks. We apologize about that. But when you've got hundreds of thousands of people, and the Internet's a small part of our audience, but it's a dedicated one, hundreds of thousands. Well, we've got, four streams to the show, and routinely one of my streams is number one on Shoutcast out of 3,500 stations and networks. Stuff like USA Radio Network will have 500 listeners, and one of our streams will have, thousands. And we've got a whole bunch of streams. And that doesn't even count all the streams. But that's a very small part of our audience, but it's a key demonstrable part of our audience. And then that Internet audience can lobby local AM and FM stations in your area to pick us up. Don't waste your time with the big Clear Channels and other stations like that. Talked to a lot of Clear Channel program directors. They go, oh, no, we know your show gets ratings. We know you get listeners. We know it's compelling, and time fit listings are long, and we've seen numbers, but the higher-ups won't have you on. But that's not even so much a conspiracy as it is. Clear Channel syndicates its own programming. Clear Channel doesn't put on ABC feeds normally, or they don't put on other people's news. I mean, it's all theirs. So that's really the reason there. You need to just contact and get us on that local mom and pop station. And a couple years ago was radical, the stuff I talk about, but now everything I talk about is just out in the open. Everything we discuss, everything we go over, it's verifiable. This stuff really is going on. And we do stand up for the little guy. We're not backing off. We're not mincing words. We don't script what we say. We're not afraid. And despite all my foibles and all the things I don't like about my own show, people do like it. So I'm always honored by that. But I am humbled. But I don't want to keep talking about myself. You brought it up. It is encouraging, though, to know we're having this effect. Bart and Brenda and many others, your calls are coming up. And there's a ton of other news. Diebold CEO resigns after reports of fraud, litigation, and internal woes.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
They railed against the crown. All right, let's go to Bart in Houston. Bart, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I was calling in today because I really wanted to try and get some of your advice. When you were dealing with all of the problems at Austin Public Access, when essentially the board was trying to sell out, I was watching one of the old Prison Planet monologues that you did where you were talking about that, and I'm trying to understand what legal action we could take against our board down here, because we're in a very similar situation where the board here in Houston for Houston Media Source, the public access station down here, is operating on a completely different agenda that's not beneficial.
Well, what we did is that we took him to court, and the reason doesn't even really matter that much, to get him into discovery. And then we discovered clear evidence of fraud. It blew up in the newspaper. And then the city unseated the original chartered board, but it wasn't the same people, and removed them. And now a new group is in there and starting to act strange as well. So we're having to keep our eyes on them. But it's just, I mean, I had to go spend a bunch of money, and I had to spend a lot of time. I had to go to a whole bunch of telecommunications meetings because I believe in free speech, and I believe in Access TV. The birthplace of Access TV globally was here in Austin, Texas, 33-plus, it's about to be 34 years ago, and we successfully defeated them. But now Rick Perry's gone to the state legislature with a law that would just let him shut them down now. So they're very upset about it. It's really upsetting them. And again, folks, does it cost you a dollar of tax money when you pay that $45 on average cable bill in your city to give them a monopoly of right-of-way? Then they have to pay on average about 34 cents out of the bill to have county and city meetings on TV and then a channel for the locals to come down and soapbox. And I don't care if it is just a broom closet with a camera and a feed. A lot of cities just have that. In a way, I think that's better than some of the stuff we have here and where you can go and it's just purely to soapbox and purely talk to the people. And I know they've been trying to shut it down in Houston. What's going on?
Well, unfortunately, Pat Garlinghouse resigned her position as the executive director, and you know that essentially happened because she's been under constant assault. She's been defamed and defrauded, and in reality, she never did anything wrong other than stand up to the city council and say that she wasn't going to exercise prior
restraint.
Yeah,
you got one city councilwoman who wants to shut it down, so where is it going?
Well, the contract's going to get passed. They've loaded the new contract with all kinds of prior restraint clauses, and we've already contacted ACLU.
But they were going to shut it down just 6 months ago.
Well, yes, but see...
The point is that you won the battle. You may still lose the war, but right now you're still in the fight.
Well, yeah, the mayor's kind of used this as a smokescreen, and whether he's a change agent or not, I don't really know, but he's used this to stack...
Of course the Houston mayor is a globalist.
Yeah, he stacked the board with his campaign manager and other cronies, and now under the guise of doing the station as cultural arts, they're instituting all kinds of procedures that are going to disenfranchise the general producer and shift the purpose of the station towards...
Yeah, that's what they do. In lieu of just completely killing them, they just turn them into crony programs to air local campaign commercials and city arts programs.
Well, a caveat as well is what you were talking about Rick Perry, the same kind of legislation that got drafted here, this was the test market, and that same legislation is been drafted by McCain and another gentleman who are both, you know, you can go and look up their campaign finance on Open Secret.
No, nationwide, they're going after everything. Community radio, even licensed co-op radio, they're trying to shut it down. University radio, they're trying to restrict everything where you can get anything that isn't totally controlled is being shut down. Well, it's not going to work. It's too late. It's out of the box. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Bart. Brenda in Florida. Go ahead, Brenda.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I just want to call and let people know that they need to get on their phone right now and call the House floor. I've just asked for the U.S. Attorney General's resignation for treason sedition.
Well, it's good that you asked, but I wouldn't expect him to run and do that immediately. Now, you know, they're trying to reauthorize the Patriot Act this week, and we're fighting that. But our Christian president says it's just a GD piece of paper.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is, he committed treason sedition when he said that he didn't want anybody to fight this. And people need to get on their phones to their reps. I just asked the House floor to bring charges. And anyway, people need to get up there and really start fighting him like you do. I mean, you're a blessing for everybody.
Oh, no, I'm not. Listen, I'm just doing my job, Brenda. I mean that.
Well, you're doing a wonderful job, and I'm so proud of you. Matter of fact, I know a gentleman here that I talked with. Like, he sounds just like you on the phone. I was going to this meeting, and he was there. And anyway, he's a fighter like you are, too, and he sounds just like you when he talks.
Well, that's good. He must be a good old boy. Listen, thanks for the call. This is a life and death fight. The elite wants to totally enslave and control us. And this is no quarter. No quarter given, no quarter taken. This is full bore, 110% for all the marbles. It is not a drill. We'll be right back with the news and your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We wage war on corruption. We crash the lies and disinformation. Every day, I see articles like this, police raiding houses looking for drugs, no drugs found. They stomp out broken glass on the ground. Articles where in Dallas somebody walks across the street with their son when there's no traffic. They call it jaywalking because the light wasn't white for walk. Articles where a 42-year-old businessman, no criminal record, the machine's broken. He sells somebody a token to get on the New York subway at cost. The cops come and arrest him. So, I mean, and they're making all these new little rules and enforcing them, throwing the book at people. Old ladies being arrested for the most petty of reasons. And then you see an article like this. This is from the Pilot Online, the Virginian Pilot. Fingerprint scan lets Norfolk students check out books. Michelle Wright 9, a fourth grader from Chesterfield Academy, gets her fingerprint digitized so she can check out books on the school's library. The system, which she uses earlier this month, came online this fall and relies on biometrics to identify the students and let them check out books without carrying a library card. And then you read the different industry publications, and they brag that it's federal grants, federal money. They take your tax money, my tax money, and pay to put cameras, biometrics, ID cards around their necks. Literal prisoner behavior. And this is going to go in nationwide, and Neil Bortz and all the fake fair tax people are going to sell us on a national sales tax, but it's going to be integrated with the income tax. They're going to simply cut the income tax but keep it there for Social Security, for FICA, at around 10% on average. And then they'll jack it up later. This is the official plan. And I just hear them pushing it so hard. They're saying Bush may mention it now in his State of the Union. A fair tax. But see, we can't have the poor people paying a sales tax, so they'll have to swipe their card to prove that they're in a zero sales tax bracket. And then it's going to be graduated from 10% up to 30% depending on how much money you make. Oh, but there's going to be a whole new black market of people swiping their cards who are in a 0% and then backdoor selling it to other people, fencing it. The feds already say this. So the way they're going to deal with it and the industry that's going to implement it's going to deal with it is RFID and all the new cards already happening. And they're going to make you thumbprint to prove your identity and to stop identity fraud. Why, they've all told us how bad it is. And this will be our new system. And people like Neil Bortz know it. They know it. But they sit up there and pose as conservative libertarians, fooling you, laughing all the way to the bank. And for 10 years I've known about the sales tax scam. And for 10 years I've warned you. All right, we're going to go to your calls here in a few minutes. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we will get to all the people that are patiently holding at that point in time. Right now, let me just go through some more of the news. I wrote this little headline together with Ryan Slickhuysen this morning, this little comment. President Bush is known for being extremely profane, but that isn't the story. After Capitol Hill Blue released a story about Bush's outburst referring to the U.S. Constitution as a GD piece of paper, there has been an outpouring of demands for the Journal to reveal its sources so that they can ostensibly be grilled by the neocon worshippers for letting slip how much Bush is losing it. The truth is, though, that this demand for sources is complete smokescreen and spin to try to discredit an alternative news site, which on every occasion has proven right about its initial reports. Each story Capitol Hill Blue has published about Bush's cursing, tantrums, violent outbursts, which came from anonymous sources, have been later corroborated by mainstream news outlets such as the New York Daily News. The supplemental spin on the story is to redirect the outrage away from the context of Bush's statement to President's language itself. The controversy becomes his use of an expletive rather than the fact that he is stomping on the greatest symbol of our republic. Everyone is clinging to the curse words, but the reality and the really damaging element of Bush's tantrum is that he reveals that he is aware that he is destroying everything printed on the, quote, piece of paper. It's really a piece of parchment. The neocons must not have their way and spin this seven ways to Sunday. We must remind people what makes and what's at stake here in not whether or not we have a profane president, although we know we do, but what we have as an immature man-child at the figurative helm of the nation who is knowingly crushing our civil liberties to enhance his power and the power of his masters. And I would just add that it's really not even our civil liberties, it's our God-given rights. So, sorry for babbling through that, but to boil that down, instead of everyone discussing, oh, everybody says GD, that's what I'm hearing on the radio now, it isn't even about that. And everybody doesn't say that. It's that he's saying it about the Constitution. He's saying it's just a piece of paper. But again, neocon worshipers, they still think they're for the Constitution, so they're going to psychologically overt their mind from that and focus in on the GD and say it's no big deal. No, no, no. It's not just the GD by itself, which is a big deal, in meetings behaving like that. It's very unprofessional. I mean, I expect the exterminator when he comes to my house to not talk like that. But that is a side issue compared to that he's saying it about the Constitution. So face it. Look at it in the eye. He's saying it about America. That's what makes America America, is the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, our willingness to defend it. That's what created the milk and honey. That's what made us prosperous. All right, let me now get into some other important news today. Diebold CEO resigns after reports of fraud, litigation, internal woes. This out of the Raw story. The chief executive officer of electronic voting company Diebold, who once famously declared that he would deliver Ohio for President Bush, has resigned, effective immediately. The board of directors and Wally mutually agreed that his decision to resign at this time for personal reasons was in the best interest of all parties. Odell's resignation comes just days after reports that the Brad blog that the company was facing imminent securities fraud litigation surrounding charges of insider trading. It also comes on the heels of Raw Story's interview with a Diebold insider who raised new allegations of technical woes. They're not woes. If I shoot somebody in the head on purpose, it was premeditated. It wasn't a screw-up. I mean, they have convicted computer felons working there running elections inside the company. We've had other insiders go public and say that it's all written to run scams. I'm sorry. Interview with a Diebold insider who raised new allegations of technical woes inside the company, as well as concerns that Diebold may have mishandled elections in Georgia and Ohio. Mishandled. Again, if somebody kidnaps your daughter and kills her, it won't be a mishandling. It was done on purpose. Diebold's chief operating officer, Thomas Swidkarski, will take Odell's place. This has been a very challenging year for the company, he said. We are beginning to make progress to improve some of the performance issues, reduce our cost structure by addressing insufficiencies in our manufacturing supply chain and software development processes, and install price discipline throughout the company. And then it gets into all the fraud and corruption and things that they've been involved in. I don't have time to go into all of it. We've covered it many times in the last 5 years. But it is basically a government front company. And the whole thing's a scam. And that's basically the end of it. But they always get in trouble for something other than their main crime. Their main crime is openly writing the software with backdoors in it, which are then accessed during the elections by their computer felons, computer crimes, hacker felons that they gobble up and hire left and right, who run the elections at state levels. Well, none of us are supposed to question that. Oh, look, it's built with back doors. Oh, look, you've got all these CIA connections, with most of your top people being former CIA deputy directors. But the top three companies all have, two of them have former directors. One of them has the former head of the NSA running them. I mean, how much more obvious does this get? We've talked to voter right activists that have gone to these places. It's like guys with short haircuts, rock-ready stances, and white stark shirts, all special forces military, guarding them. Guys with machine guns walking the perimeter. Because it's all a big joke, and no one's allowed to look under the hood. No one's allowed to look at the proprietary software. Just trust them. Doesn't matter if polls are going against them. Doesn't matter if their candidates are in trouble. It's like Senator Hagel owns his own voting machine company. He can be 15 points behind, and he's magically elected. It's patently ridiculous. Interesting article here out of the Guardian. Two countries, one booming, one struggling. Which one followed the free trade route? A look at Vietnam and Mexico exposes the myth of market liberalization. And then it gets into the fact that they have actually become more free market and more but at the same time have protected some of their markets to underpriced goods, and Vietnam is booming and the standard of living has exploded. Meanwhile, Mexico is opened up all their markets, and they're going in the toilet just like we are. Big article there on that. Here's a scary story out of Reuters today. General Motors bankruptcy said possible. Reuters, a bankruptcy by General Motors Corporation is not far-fetched. It presents trends that the company's Standard & Poor's said on Monday, shortly after cutting GM's ratings deeper into junk territory. Again, a bankruptcy by General Motors Corporation is not far-fetched if present trends at the companies persist. Standard & Poor's said on Monday, shortly after cutting GM's ratings deeply into junk territory. The downgrade at Standard & Poor's comments initially sent GM shares and bonds lower as investors fretted about the rising risk that the world's largest automaker will have trouble paying back all of its debt. In the past, we might have felt at different points that the concerns about bankruptcy risk were being overplayed, said Scott Sprinzen, speaking on a conference call with reporters and analysts. At this juncture, it is our conclusion that this isn't as far-fetched a possibility if the kind of deterioration in results we've seen over the past few quarters should continue. So if it continues for another 6 months, another year, it's over. GM spokesman Gina Prione said the automaker has no strategy or intention to declare bankruptcy. GM has an aggressive and well-thought-out strategy to turn around our North American business, and we're making progress in some important areas, she said. Yeah. Folks, this is what they do with the S&P, what they do with the Dow Jones, what they do with the NASDAQ. When a company stops performing well, they simply take it out of the major indexes, the major sources we go for indices. And here's just an example of the thousands. When someone goes off the unemployment rolls, they are counted as employed. They only count the number of people on the unemployment rolls for their index of unemployment, which is at around 5% last time I checked a few weeks ago. But it moves around right at that number. And we've seen an increase, of course, of the holidays, so they'll have another little manipulation where they'll say, you know, in the local paper, the headline, record hires, record numbers of Austinites employed in November and December. That was last week. And you go, wait a minute, but you look at the actual graph, the whole year's been dismal, but of course a few people got part-time, short-term jobs because it is the holidays, because there is an upswing in business right now. But employment isn't up, say, in the last 4 or 5 years. They just used a smaller graph to say, oh, look, it went up a little bit now that we're going into the Christmas holiday, even though those sales are sluggish at best. But there's so many other examples of this. But when a stock drops, they take it out of the basket of stocks that are in the NASDAQ, that are in the Dow Jones. And when they take your stock out of that, then yes, then they go, oh, look, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, why, it's going to get back up close to 11,000 again. Well, yeah, if they only stick the good-performing, bloated $400 a share Googles in there and the Microsofts in there, then of course you're going to be able to say the stock market's doing good. Look, here's an even simpler example. I know most of you are more economically minded than I am, but here's an example for a public school-educated neocon or liberal listening right now. Remember 2 years ago, it really happened. They put all fast food, whether it's fried chicken or cheeseburgers, in as value-added manufactured goods. And that actually, then Bush would go out and announce that, hey, this month, our manufacturing went up by 11.5%. I'll never forget those numbers. And it was hailed as, look, 11.5% increase. Then people looked at it and said, wait a minute. We actually would have had a substantive decrease this month if it wasn't for adding all fast food. And by the way, all fast food folks even counted things like cafeterias. So they took a large portion of all restaurants in the country and added that as manufacturing. And folks, if you think cheeseburgers are going to stack up against the Chinese now announcing they're going to manufacture cars. Now, what really gives you a job? A $6-7 an hour, if you're lucky, cheeseburger flipping job, or a $20 an hour job working for GM, which isn't going to be there, especially once the Chinese go online. and all the big investments going there. Now, please, again, explain that to me. Cheeseburger, and neocons got on the air and defended it. I heard them. Oh, well, you know, this is manufacturing. You know, they do manufacture things. They are making meals. That is, folks, that is not a manufacturing job. A manufacturing job is equated with machinery that is used in the economy, that is used in other factories, or it is considered the manufacturing of durable goods. Durable goods are belts and shirts and computers and TV monitors and cameras and video games and can openers and butcher knives. They are not cheeseburgers or chicken fried steaks or enchiladas or frijoles. They are not the guy putting a hot dog together for you in downtown Manhattan with some relish on top and some sauerkraut. That is not a Boeing 747. It's not a Boeing 777. That's all moved to China, most of it. But that doesn't matter. They'll just tell you that it's cheeseburgers, a Chevy Tahoe. Okay. All right, I've got about 50 other articles, no exaggeration here, but I'm just going to throw these out at Morgan Reynolds when he gets on with us. We're going to take some more of your calls, and we'll get back on the other side before we get our guest on. So be sure and stay with us, PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into
Michael Mill. So many others. Your calls are coming up. Morgan Reynolds, the head of the Department of Labor, chief economist there, the head of their economic policy, number two position there, for the current Bushing. He was in the Bush administration, left, and has been exposing Lord Bush for the criminal that he is. So that's coming up in the next hour. And yes, we're going to get to Nathaniel and Michael and Bill and Tony and many others that are patiently holding. There's also a little story here that's very serious. Group warns bill contains national ID, immigration measures, employment provisions, dangerous. Well, yeah, Bush's plan for immigration is to legalize all of them, give them ID cards, and make us as citizens have cards for employment. So it is national ID card. That is true. So that's another reason that it's really, really bad. Before I go to your calls, back to your calls, seriously, it is that time of year, and instead of giving somebody a gift that they're not going to use, give them the gift of information. Give them my new film, The Order of Death, exposing the Illuminati's activities at Bohemian Grove. New footage inside the owl where they do the sacrifice, the mock sacrifice. New footage of the effigies, footage inside the buildings. And that's a small part of this new 45-minute documentary. Then on the same DVD, you get the updated, re-edited, remastered Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the full-length feature film. Both films on one DVD or one VHS, a great gift to give. You can get my film, Martial Law. It's a miniseries, three films in one. Three films in one. We're talking about the police state, then what happened on 9/11, how they carried it out, why they carried it out, and then who the globalists are, what their master plan is, what their ideology is. 3 hours long, one DVD, one VHS, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, a bunch of other books and videos by other great authors and researchers, Tex Mars, Codex Magica, the coming battle about the Federal Reserve System, pro-Second Amendment T-shirts, anti-New World Order T-shirts for as low as $9.95 apiece. Go to InfoWars.com, order via the safe, secure online shopping cart, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent-a-day membership. All my films, my weekly TV reports, a bunch of other documentaries, a bunch of other e-books, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. It's also a great gift to give somebody. Very easy to do. Just give them your passcode inside a card, PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll-free to get the films, 1-888-253-3139. Nathaniel in Texas, welcome to the airwaves.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Well, Alex, I don't even know where to start, man. I've got a letter here that I wrote. If I could read some of this, it kind of just surmises what's been going on with me. To whom it may concern, I know this sounds all too fantastic to believe, and I'm sure most people will doubtless think me a total lunatic. I have no pretensions of being a great man or anything along those lines. I do not know exactly if any or all of this is truth or fiction. I do know, however, something compelled me to start reading Revelations late one night, and at that time I was not a regular reader of the Holy Bible. In Revelations there are repeated references to both Saddam, spelled Sodom, and then I put in parentheses Saddam, the way you spell Saddam Hussein, as well as Babylon, where modern-day Iraq is. The Tigris and Euphrates rivers also are in modern-day Iraq. You may have even heard of Iraq's cradle of modern civilization, perhaps. There are some scientists, biblical scholars,
you know,
or
I'm going to hold you over. We got a guest coming up, so if you can, like, crystallize what you're trying to get at, that would be really good. We got a break. The clock waits for no person, for no man, and we've got to start the third hour, and Morgan Reynolds is coming up, and I'd like to be able to let you finish up and get to another caller. So before we get Mr. Reynolds on, we'll also have open phones with Mr. Reynolds on with us. He'll be able to talk on any issue you wish. He's a very intelligent man. Stay with us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.